Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 132, the post-San Diego Comic-Con episode. I don't know. It sounds more exciting, but there wasn't a whole lot of news. There wasn't a whole lot of news. I'd kind of reserve this one to just talk about that. And
quack, quack.
Yeah.
If we had some sort of dramatic music after he said it or something, maybe
I'll add it in.
Yeah.
And then it's San Diego post-Comic-Con news. Get into it, Colin. Jeez.
Yeah. Show some enthusiasm.
It's how you said it. It's just okay. We're going to talk about post-Comic-Con.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of news. That's all. At least comic news.
I'll give him that. You were truthful.
Yes.
Yes.
And your tone of what was actually there.
Okay. Thank you. My tone was truthful. Good to know. But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Dave.
Donnie.
The return of Donnie. Sorry, I talked over you.
I'm still Pat.
Okay.
Adam.
Okay. So, big group. Donnie's here, although Donnie's apparently is afraid and he's hiding from the table. So, he's about 8 feet away. You might not be able to hear him. So, just yell, Donnie.
Well, the last time I was here, you attacked him. Yes. That's why I left.
Nigh on those 8 months ago.
Yes.
Something like that.
Well, that stupid job where you're shopping metal.
Mm-hmm.
Who listens to this podcast and now you're fired.
Wait, he's not at work?
He's not at work. He's there.
But, yeah, I was keeping an eye on the San Diego announcements, and there really wasn't a whole lot. Like, I was going to make a list, and I'm like, okay, so the big news out of Marvel was they announced a couple Star Wars books. The only thing that concerns me, I'm happy they're doing something with the Star Wars stuff. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay. They announced another book, too.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll start
there.
But when Disney bought Marvel, they took the Pixar license away from Boom Studios, who's doing a great job. We had the Toy Story and Incredibles and Finding Nemo, the Muppets, and the Walt Disney, the Mickey Mouse, the Darkwing Duck, all that weren't huge sellers, but are needed books. There's the young kids that come in.
It brings kids into those stores.
Yeah, and there's books I need for kids that aren't ready for even like the Marvel, you know, their ultimate adventure
Adventure books.
Which are, you know, a little higher. I need ones for the three-year-olds, the four-year-olds, that they can just flip through. And they kind of took that all away, and Marvel has done absolutely nothing with them.
It kind of shows on your kid's shelf, because, like, you have a lot of spaces that aren't getting filled, because once that announcement was made, like, most of them are your Disney books. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you have a few still there, but they haven't updated themselves because they're all gone.
So that was my fear with the Star Wars thing. So I was very happy to see them make announcements, and it looks like they have good teams on them. I think Jason Aaron's doing a Star Wars book, Mark Waid's doing a Darth Vader book, something like that. I might be wrong with the names, but
Waid's doing Leia.
Waid's doing Leia. Okay, so that. But there's my concern is right off the bat they announced three Star Wars books, and I'm just fearful that it's going to be another Deadpool thing where last time they came out with a bunch of Deadpool books, and I'm seeing it now where Deadpool is I'm losing readers. Because people don't want to read Deadpool and Deadpool and X-Force and Deadpool Dracula's Revenge. And now we have Deadpool versus Hawkeye coming. And they're all overlapping. I think, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago, we got three Deadpool books the same week.
Deadpool in space.
And that's just too much. And that's my only concern with the Star Wars. Star Wars guys are used to a couple. Yeah. But if they announce three out of the bat, what's coming? So that's fine. I just wish they would have started with one, got that couple issues in, announced the second. That's
almost surprised, though, that they didn't do something to start explaining what's going to happen in the new movie that's coming out next year, because it seems like a natural tie-in for them anyway.
Right, and it might. I mean, there's plenty of time to get it out.
Yeah.
So, but that was really the one big... Everything else seemed to be movie-related.
It's been like that for the last, what, 3 years?
Yeah, but, I mean, their first announcement I laughed at, because they announced that they've claimed the May 2018 slot that Spider-Man slipped from, and that they're going to have some unannounced movie come out that day. I'm like, really? Your announcement is that you were coming out a movie
that's
4 years from now.
It's all Kirkman's fault.
Okay.
You got to say claimed, so they said claimed.
But that's basically what it was like, and I just remember reading the announcement going, that's an announcement?
But you forgot the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
Right,
favorite TV show.
Yeah. It's funny, it's almost like they got that space, like, taken just so they could think up a movie later on.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even have a movie to plan to throw into that
bound to be something. We'll throw something. See if it sticks.
Yeah, a Squirrel Girl.
Yeah. Now, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm not the biggest fan of the show, so I saw my problem with that, and someone, I think it was on Adam's Facebook page, was discussing it with some people, and they said, well, what about Diggle and Green Arrow? You're just talking about bringing TV characters into the show, or into the books. I'm like, I think Diggle's a little bit different, only just it's not an entire book based on TV show characters.
Yeah. But Harley Quinn started on the TV show.
Sure.
There's, I mean, well, there's, yeah. Well, if it's done right, done. It can work yes. very well.
That's what he's saying. But this is a... These are comic books. They were either... Like, Harley Quinn was received well. Okay?
Yes.
Very well from the TV show. Diggle was received well, and they needed to do something about Green Arrow. Otherwise, Green Arrow was going to be a book that was going to be canceled. You know, because it's what it started off... Who was on... that book when it first started.
I think Innocent, or Jurgens.
It just wasn't doing very well when it first started. That was one of those books that was, when New 52 came out, didn't start out with. So they were trying to adapt to that. Now, this seems like the opposite. It's these characters that, let's look at, they've already brought one out, which is Coulson. And where is his book right now? It's Secret Avengers. And how well is it doing? Not so much. So why is this going to work? Why is this
now? Okay,
that...
now I haven't read Secret Avengers, so I can't tell you. But how is it really a Coulson book, or is it a
it's
team
the only
book
that he's in?
Right,
the
but that's a, it's a team book that he happens to be
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think that's yeah. more a case yeah. of it.
But then we're going to go ahead and okay, we're going to put them into a book where it's he's not he's the book itself isn't doing very well with him in it, and he's in a team full of Marvel characters that exist. How well is a book that's dealing with all of these TV characters going to do?
Well, and it's a in the TV show, the problem is you have a bunch of characters that aren't lead characters. They don't none of them can really run the TV show. Coulson is best in small doses. May is mysterious. You have to keep her mysterious. The Q twins.
The people we can't remember their names.
Yeah, Fitz
We're
and Simmons.
We're gonna put them all in a book.
They, you know, yeah, you know. So Ward turned. You know, he's Hydra. So you know, he's that. I guess they can cross over with Deathlok. So you know, maybe you can get your Deathlok sales up to.
But
two.
It's a different Deathlok that's in the new book coming.
So maybe they'll put Mike Peterson Deathlok in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
Right.
Now, here's the question: Are they trying to put them into the comic books to help the TV show?
Well, I think it's... I mean, I don't have a problem because this will get now people reading the TV show, and hopefully they'll put a little bumper at the end saying, and in the new comic out this week or
yeah.
whatever. You
no,
know,
really,
that would be great.
Read the further adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be great. My only concern is TV shows are a lot more fly by the seat of their pants. They write them basically every week and film.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's planned months out, where comics do need to be planned months out.
Right.
So, hopefully it'll be good. Maybe it'll give past adventures, things like that, because they couldn't really try to do something with, say, Skye. Well, on that week, they decided to reveal her dad as something and huge character change that they really can't do in the comics because they need that lead time. So, my concern is that it might be a little generic. Unless they do, like I said, old...
Yeah.
Previous adventures, which would be fine because anything to tie in, anything to get people in the store, and people yeah. would come in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Green Arrow, or the Arrow comic. Now, it's That's interesting a, that they didn't do something like that.
The Arrow or the Green Arrow?
They did an Arrow
yeah,
book.
Did,
it was a
yeah.
digital first.
It's interesting that they didn't just create an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. book that wasn't part of the 616. It was
Correct.
By itself in the
Correct.
Arrow. It seems kind of yeah. odd that they didn't go that way because I feel like DC at least had a test run. Of doing that, and then they could figure out if they were going to add characters into
mm-hmm.
the actual Green Arrow book.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to bring them all into the 616. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like all of the planning towards all this stuff doesn't make any sense.
Well,
to
but
me
that's just
I don't think it'll do well. I really don't.
This is something they should have come out with at Christmas time.
Yeah,
yeah. But the movies, which Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is part of the movie universe, is not 616.
Yeah.
So my guess is when the book comes out, it will not be part of the 616.
Oh, no. It's definitely – that's what they said. That was the
Really? Is
it's
it
part
is part
of
616?
Yeah.
See, it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's the whole issue, really. It's the why are they putting it into the 616 more than – you know, if they did their own thing and they just brought out a S.H.I.E.L.D. book just to see how they worked with – you know, just with that, just like Arrow did. But I don't know. I feel like it's really weird, and none of this stuff is selling
the movies are not selling the comics very well, are they?
No, I mean, not really. They try. Like, the first Iron Man was huge because they came out with that Fraction Iron Man series. That was the first time I've seen one, and that boom. But yes, Spider-Man didn't bump Spider-Man numbers at all, even though it came out with number one. Spider-Man as of issue four is dropping rapidly. Thor has never bumped the numbers. Avengers is incomprehensible. That's not fair. I haven't read it in a while. It might be completely comprehensible.
Keep in mind, though, that
you just seems hard to get into.
Keep in mind that you're not really reading Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, I've read it.
You're reading all of them, yeah. But you're not really even talking too much about Spider-Man, and the numbers are dropping.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not something that you're trying to, you know, not sell.
No, I don't try
you haven't really
to not
mentioned
sell
anything,
anything
at all. The numbers are dropping themselves.
Yes, I'm trying not to sell lots of things.
A lot of things you just try not to sell.
Oh, you don't want that.
You could read that book,
stupid.
But yeah, I wouldn't.
You're stupid if you read this.
Okay, so we covered
you're
the last topic.
The comic book guy. Yeah, comics are stupid. Yeah, that was our dog. See, we did talk about it. It was you. He was the one I started.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly can't remember any DC announcements. Some stuff has trickled out later. Like there
they
was something
out with some Multiversity stuff with that map.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. That I did get a copy of today. I just don't know where to put it.
That map.
It
no,
doesn't
it,
help a lot.
No. Just looking at it, I'm like, I think I've read a comic book before, and I don't understand any of this.
So that's going to be an interesting one. We were talking about it. I was talking about a couple guys on Twitter, and they linked to an interview with Morrison, and it looks interesting. I think it's going to be a very niche book. It's not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be like 9 one-shots, basically.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like 52 issues.
No, 9 one-shots telling different stories of the different team heroes on the different Earths.
This book has been in planning for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So are those going to be the books, or the 9 one-shots are going to be the, I think there's 9 planets or 9 universes that have question marks on them?
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know, because Captain Carrot, his universe
was
on there, and he's a big part of this.
So I don't think they're going to be the ones with the question marks, because I think Grant Morrison said that DC has always left some of the Earths mysterious.
That way they're able to write something else later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was something else DC mentioned, wasn't there?
I don't know. I mean, their big thing was showing the Wonder Woman. They had the cowl, Batman cowl. They had the Wonder Woman image. But that's all movie stuff, so.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Well, I mean, not so much get to it. I'd rather talk about the movies when they're out rather than talk about all the hype before it. But it was funny. The customer who was in before we started was like, oh, Batman versus Superman's going to suck. It's like, based off of what? You know, just I don't understand the.
Well, because Wonder Woman's wearing bronze, not red, white, and blue.
Right, right. Well, because she is American. Oh, wait, no, she's not.
Yeah, no, she's not. And by the way, if I was a warrior with swords, I think the bronze armor would protect me a little bit better than a one-piece.
But, yeah, I was talking with Matt, and I was just talking about, you know, I forget how it came up, but it was something like, you know, I'm just ready to, you know, hear all the hating on DC. And he's like, no, they don't do that. I said, because he's a very pro-Marvel guy, and he listens. He's probably listening now. Well, not now, but. And because I'm more DC. Yes.
He's like, but the NSA. He's listening all the time.
Here. Where is he?
But, and so right after I said that, there was an article on Comic Book Resources slamming Gotham, even before it's even out, saying just the idea of
slamming
it's bad
what?
And it's going to be a failure. We don't need another origin story for Batman.
It's not an origin story. It's not supposed to focus on Batman.
But according to them, it's going to be a huge failure, and it'll be canceled by Christmas. So it's like, wow, okay, but, you know, Ant-Man's the greatest thing ever. You know, it's just. And
should
that's
we
what,
even
that's
talk
all
about
was,
that?
Well, no, but all I'm really kind of saying to him was, Marvel, everything's golden, and DC can't do anything right. And it's just.
I'm actually getting really tired of it, because it's really hard to just talk about, like, something DC without somebody just either going away and quieting down, not wanting to talk about it at all, or they. Or they'll just slam it right there, the this and that, and this and that. I'm just like, you know, you just take the fun out of it.
You get a lot of that on your Facebook page, but you don't know how to ignore people.
See, here's my problem. When it comes to the characters, with the exception of Batman, I prefer the Marvel characters, and the heroes, because to me they're more relatable. They're real people. They have problems, as opposed to DC, which
Batman
are essentially
has problems. His parents were killed.
Well, yeah, right. I said except for Batman, they're essentially gods.
Superman has problems. His planet exploded.
Right.
His parents got killed.
But
yeah. Thank you, Donnie.
Okay, Bambi has the same problem, but
Green Lantern's girlfriend was shoved into a refrigerator.
Spider-Man's parents were killed.
By the Red Skull.
Maybe.
Mm.
That's how the book said.
But, you know, when it comes like the movies, I think Marvel, to this point, has done a better job with movies. DC has done a much better job at TV. And when it comes to the books, at least right now with what I'm reading, I prefer the DC books way more than I do the Marvel books. I mean, when I first started coming in here, I was reading pretty much only Marvel books, and maybe I was reading Batman, but everything else was Marvel. To where now it's almost the opposite. I'm only reading one or two Marvel.
Very much the same way, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's not.
It's
even,
all my fault. I'm
it's
sorry.
Not even the. It, but it's
you don't write them.
It's mainly the fact that we need to. People need to just quit like attacking something before they even know what's going on. Before they see what's going on. Like I can't say right now. Right now, it's almost, and it's the, there's the opposite extreme, too, where right now, Guardians of the Galaxy is the best thing they've ever seen. It's not out yet.
Yeah.
There's
well,
no movie
some people,
out yet.
Yeah, some people have
yeah, but
seen
most
it.
Of these people that are talking about how great it is have not seen a movie yet.
I've seen reviews where people have said, oh, this is making up for where Avengers failed and such and such.
Yeah, but
Avengers was a really good movie.
But
well,
I
Adam didn't like it because I didn't say Avengers Assemble, but other than that...
No, yeah, I did have a problem with that. I didn't understand why they'd leave that out of the whole movie. But anyways...
That was actually the title of the movie in Britain.
So they say it. And they had moments to say it. Captain America, remember when they were all in the center of everything? Could have said Avengers Assemble. But anyways... yeah, until I see the movie, I can't judge it at all. Like, and if we're going to hate it...
You're stupid.
Before... If we're going to hate it... before the thing even comes out, before we see a trailer even, then of course you're going to go into the movie saying you didn't like it.
Well,
because you set it in your mind already that you're going to hate it. So, good. You
it's
know,
Ben
good,
Affleck.
Good job with that.
How could,
you know?
How could it be good?
Good it's job with ben that. Affleck. Hurting yourself already.
It has a twiggy, thin little Wonder Woman.
Doesn't ever.
She needs to eat it. Give her a sandwich.
Give her a
that
sandwich.
Was my favorite. Yeah.
That's another thing.
Give
these,
her a sandwich.
All these nerdy people that I'm sure have like bodies of gold, like they can go around saying that Wonder Woman, she just isn't, you know, Wonder Woman enough. She needs to have a better body.
Give her a sandwich, but not mine.
Yeah, not mine. It's but that's the truth to it. I mean, it's just, you know, people just need to. Calm down a little bit.
Take a couple bites of the sandwich.
And remember, it's just a superhero movie.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
They're temporary anyways. They always have been. Colin's going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. He wants to see the raccoon.
Yes. And the squirrel. Squirrel Girl's in it, I heard.
And I don't think we've actually had a problem with Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie per se. It's all the hype.
Mm.
And that's what we're talking about right now. It's just... the hype and just falling for all the hype of the
but
movie.
Like that Batman movie
yeah,
isn't,
it's gonna do
isn't
going to
be out till what 2016 yeah, yeah so it's like relax
and I'm sure somebody's listening to it right now being like that's the problem it's not out yet it's not coming out quick enough
well yeah
you know
I mean I saw the footage that they put it that they showed at Comic-Con
yeah
and it's dark you can't see a whole lot but it looks like the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, but it probably will fail because so many people are already hating it.
I mean,
that's funny
that's
with all
thing.
The hate
show
because I watched the footage, you know, that somebody taped inside the inside the hall, and when they pan up to see Superman levitating there, everybody's like, "Oh my god, that's great!" And there wasn't one.
Yeah, but those were only DC fans in the hall.
Yeah, DC fans, the Marvel fans said, "I was like,
yeah, going, that's
those
stupid.
Guys in there making all sorts of noise." Their movie doesn't even have a raccoon.
It doesn't have a
tree. Doesn't have a tree.
Doesn't have a tree.
A raccoon that nobody's cared about for, what, 10 years? Or probably more than that. But, yeah. Mm. I will give them that. Green Lantern sucked.
Yeah.
It needs a reboot.
Hater.
Yeah, it sucked.
Anyway.
What other news you got there, Pep?
DC Animation had Batman vs. Robin. and Justice League, Gods and Monsters, I guess, are...
Court of Owls?
Yeah, it's supposed to be based on Court of Owls.
Yep.
Which
one is?
Batman versus Robin.
That's odd.
Yeah, sure, and that's what I thought. No, they said that that was supposed to be...
Batman versus Robin was a Batman, part of Grant Morrison's,
yeah, it was a Batman Inc., wasn't it? Or, yeah, Batman.
I heard that one, too.
So I don't know where that kind of came from, but, you know, two more movies, and they're supposed to... DC now wants to have an integrated animated movie universe to where it's all the same voice talent for all their movies.
And then we're going to be getting one pretty soon.
Throne of Atlantis is supposed to be, yeah.
They already got action figures in the previews for it.
Yeah, but the action figures don't come out till January or February.
What's funny is they didn't put Aquaman into the last movie, but he was part of the Justice League story that was based on.
Well, they put Shazam in instead. But you know, I liked the Flashpoint Paradox. I liked Justice League War. I thought they were pretty good.
And then Marvel had an animation.
Marvel had Guardians of the Galaxy is getting their own TV series. So
because of the success of the movie.
Well, yeah, but coming in
this, I can't blame them.
But coming in 2017,
yeah.
Guardians 2.
Oh, the movie?
Yes. So they've already announced a sequel. But they've already announced a sequel to a movie that hasn't come out yet and announced a TV show. But the sequel makes sense because they have, I think, 9 slots they got to fill up with movies the next 3 years. So they got to call something.
We're reserving stuff we don't even have plans for yet, so we better start making some movies.
They're really they've been doing that for... That's a new thing with them, because I remember when Ant-Man was planned, like, when the first... One of the... You know, I don't think it was the first Spider-Man movie, but it was like either the second or the third one. They had like a slot already filled for Ant-Man and the other one was Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange has been on hold for like a long time.
Well, they had that one in the 70s?
Did they have a Doctor Strange in the 70s?
It was a TV movie. It looks like John Holmes plays Doctor Strange. It was really, it was weird. It's on YouTube.
That's a place for it.
Yeah. And then, of course, they had the whole Ant-Man thing, which... I don't know. It's Ant-Man versus Yellowjacket.
You mean the movie?
Yeah, Darren Cross is going to become Yellowjacket. Scott Lang will be Ant-Man, from what they're saying. And you know, they've already changed the script at least once now when Edgar Wright left. But Wasp dies in an accident, but Evangeline Lilly is playing Hope Van Dyne, who then became Hope Pym, who is now back to Hope Van Dyne. So,
who will probably go back to being called Janet. Why aren't they calling her Janet?
No, because she's not the Wasp. She is Hank Pym's daughter.
Weird.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know where they're going with it.
No, and that's... I can't think of all the Marvel fans clamoring for, we need an Ant-Man movie!
This is very quiet in the Marvel world.
Yeah, Ant-Man's been promoted since before Iron Man, so it's just...
The people that are hyping up so much about, are talking so much about Guardians, aren't talking about Ant-Man very much.
No.
That's the one they want to avoid.
Well, and that's the thing, okay, so you have... The Guardians comes out. The next movie that comes out next May is Avengers 2.
Yeah.
And then you have Ant-Man in July, which hasn't really started filming yet. They don't even have a script. They can't get the character's name straight. They're jumbling up things.
I don't know what they're doing with Ultron and who creates him in this or what.
Tony Stark is creating Ultron.
Okay. I don't understand what the point of having an Ant-Man movie is if they took Ultron away from him.
Yeah, I mean,
what does he have?
Ants.
Beating his wife?
Well,
like, is that
the
it?
The thing with Ant-Man was it was the director wanted to do it. He's been working on it all this time. And so that's why they're like, oh, sure, an Ant-Man movie, why not? And now that he's gone...
Well, I think at some point Marvel's saying, well, we've already dumped $100 million or whatever it is in the pre-production cost and test footage and all that. We know if we throw it up on the screen, no matter how bad it is, people will go see it because it has Marvel's name. We'll make our money back, or if nothing else... We'll just write it off. But if it never gets a screen, then they can't. Plus, that only means, you know, they only have one movie for next year, and they can't do that. God forbid they don't just hold off to the following year, put out a quality product, put out a second movie no one really wants.
Well, it's kind
and
of
I can't
funny.
Say no one really wants it. Again, you know, I've seen the test footage, and the test footage looked pretty decent.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the director, who it was his pet project, he loved the character, wanted to do the movie, walked away from the movie, maybe you should have shelved it until you get someone that's that passionate about it.
You know what? Most likely they already have a lot invested into it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Too much invested that they can pull out now. And, well, everything's planned all in advance, 10 years in advance, so that's one thing.
Well, but that's, as far as we know anyway, Hank Pym does not tie into the rest of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Up until something post-Ant-Man. It's not like he's going to have a role in the creation of Ultron.
Yeah.
So what does this hurt by pushing it out a couple of years? Because you haven't started filming anything for 2016 or 2017. Yeah. There's plenty of time to change that.
Do you remember
that.
When it was announced? It was announced at the same San Diego Comic-Con that Winter Soldier, Thor, Dark Side of the World, was that what it's called?
The Dark World. That was, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And Guardians of the Galaxy. That was the other one.
No, it was 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, it's been a little while. So, they've had a lot of stuff invested into looking for people, and I think they've invested a lot of time and money into just the search to get this thing started, and then everything just fell apart all at once. And they're stuck in it. Like, they're stuck in, we got to do something because we've already had this much invested into it. If we stop, we're going to be investing more into it just to restart the project over again. It's either sink or swim. They got to cut it loose and never look back, or they stick with it and hope for the best. What's funny about this movie, though, and I was just saying about the whole Ultron thing, that we have Ultron, then we're doing an Ant-Man movie, then we're taking Ultron away from Ant-Man.
But
which I think is taking away so much from the character.
But the Ant-Man movie is not concentrating on Hank Pym. It's concentrating on Scott Lang.
Yeah, but there's not much to concentrate on Scott Lang, because Scott Lang is a criminal who, or basically what he was, I think he was like a thief or something like that, but he stole the outfit to
save his daughter.
Save his daughter or something. Yeah. And that was basically it. And what's funny is you mentioned Hope Van Dyne, and they already had a character who was...
It was a Red Venom or something like that?
It was Stature.
Okay.
Stature was Scott Lang's daughter.
No.
Casey Lang.
No, not Scott Lang.
Oh, it's Hank Pym's daughter. That's even more confusing, but I guess we'll see what happens in the movie. But there's not much to that character, though, and there's especially not too much to the Robert Kirkman eye. Ant-Man, but they probably could have made a better movie out of that. But I don't know. It just seems like there's just not enough to deal with this character to even make a movie. I'd like to know what the other guy was planning before he left the movie. And then taking away Ultron, he has nothing left at all. You know? And to me, I always liked Hank Pym in the Avengers because he was like a tragedy all the time. And, you know, his character creates, you know, not trying to, he tries to help them by creating a robot that actually turns around and
it's one of their biggest
becomes
nemesis.
One of the biggest nemesises of all time. And,
nice job, Hank.
And not only that, because of the creation of Ultron, it creates one of their, you know, biggest allies of all time, which is the Vision.
Yeah.
I think through him, I don't think people see him as such a important character in the Avengers, but he really is, being one of the founding Avengers. So I find it really odd that they're doing this. They have a pretty good character right there to work with, and it's almost like they're all trying to create heroes that aren't tragedies. Like, they bypassed Tony Stark completely and took away that
they
he was
took away
an alcoholic,
the alcohol. Yeah.
And gave him anxiety attacks, you know, and I understand why they're doing that. They don't want the hero character being seen by all these kids as an alcoholic, because he's the hero. He shouldn't be drinking, you know, but then again...
Yeah, but if you go up into space and nuke some robots, or, well, I guess they were kind of like robots, and fell back and then got screamed at by the Hulk, you have a drink too.
How many people have read these stories, you know, of know these characters, know Tony Stark was a drunk, and said, yeah, I want to be like Tony Stark. I'm going to go get wasted. You know, who says that? So I think they're overdoing it just a little bit. Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, that's right. But I think they're overdoing it a little bit. I think they're taking away pieces of these characters that this is why these Marvel characters were important to begin with. This is why they were interesting to me. This is why I was a Marvel person, that I looked at these characters and I said, you know, they're real people. They experience real tragedies.
Right.
You know, Hank Pym, we look at him as, you know, when we say, you know, he beat his wife, he did this. There was more to it than just him simply beating his wife. There was more going on in his mind that, you know, you were reading about. That's what was important to these characters to me, and I think they're missing that with the movies a little bit. And I think that's a problem. I see that as a big problem with this movie, not so much as Iron Man, because they made decent Iron Man films. You know, Robert Downey Jr. has played a great Tony Stark.
And they definitely played that up in the Cap. You know, his man out of time, you know, his little list, little constant jokes.
But there's just things about that. But I think they're really missing the boat on Ant-Man, and I think they should do it.
Not every character needs his own movie, and not every character needs to be front and center. War Machine and Falcon were two characters that were done well. And they were done as side characters. You could have done a Hank Pym. Okay, look, we don't have enough to do an hour and a half, a two-hour movie with Hank Pym. Let's bring him in, at least, you know, have him...
A featurette on the DVD.
Well, you could do the one-shot, but I mean, the creation of Ultron in the one-shot. But, you know, you could have done just a throwaway scene in one of the movies where Tony talks about his colleague Hank Pym, and then you bring him in the Avengers where he's working with Tony. So he's not a main character, but he's there. He's featured.
I find it odd that the order of these movies. I feel like Ant-Man should have came out before Avengers 2.
Well, I think that was...
I feel like Ant-Man should have became one of the Avengers at some point, or at least a part of the Avengers.
The original plan, though.
Wasn't it planned that he was going to be in the second one?
Seeing an Ant-Man movie after Avengers makes it seem so not important. It doesn't... Unless he cameos...
In the Avengers movie, tells them how to get rid of Ultron.
That was my plan with this. That's why I was thinking that this is what they should do. According to what they were originally saying, that Ultron is created somehow through the government, but it might have been through Tony Stark working for them or something like that, working for S.H.I.E.L.D. I thought it would be neat if Hank Pym or somebody was working for the government, and somehow the government tried to create their own type of superhero as a robot so they didn't have to rely on the Avengers. I thought that's the way they were kind of going towards that, and that's not the way they went at all. And I thought that's where Ultron would be created. He'd take on his own
personality,
and he'd do whatever he wanted after that. I thought then the Avengers would come in and take care of that. That's what I thought they would do.
Well, when you look at the end of Iron Man 3, when Jarvis is essentially controlling all the suits, they pretty much get their butt handed to him. I mean, they don't fight very well. You know, most of them got destroyed. Now, before he executed the order to kill them all, most of them got destroyed just in the fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thought is, Tony doesn't want to be Iron Man anymore. He told Pepper, you know, he doesn't need this. But he understands that the world still needs Iron Man. So he just modifies Jarvis, and the AI grows out of control, and that's where you have Ultron.
I just find it funny, the whole Jarvis thing, too, because I remember him as the butler. Yeah. So when he's saying, like, he works on Jarvis, and he makes him, you know, and I'm just like, the butler? What's he doing?
Well, but that's actually another comic continuity.
Doesn't it sound funny that the butler from the Avengers, Jarvis, is going to become Ultron?
Well, Edwin Jarvis is actually going to be in the Agent Carter series.
Oh, okay. What, he's going to be an agent?
I don't know. Well, maybe he's just Howard Stark's butler.
I have to say, I'm looking forward to that. I really like the one-shot they put in the whatever movie it was in, Iron Man?
I think it was Iron Man.
Yeah.
Thor?
No, Thor had All Hail the King.
Yeah. But
that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, they switch it up all over the place. I thought it was really good. I think there's some potential for that type of show. Hopefully the same people don't work on it, but...
I think they said the Russo brothers are directing, like, the first or second or third episode.
Really?
Okay. That,
yeah.
I just thought it seemed kind of interesting because, like with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we kind of know what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are, but, like, as a past Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's kind of a mystery to you. You know, you don't really know what they're going to do with that. And I said, well, that seems kind of new to me. Instead of having all these useless characters.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and I'd like to see them bring in the Howling Commandos and maybe a young Nick Fury or...
Well, I assume, according to... I assume Tommy Lee Jones isn't going to be on this movie or in this TV show. Because it's funny because he was one of the people that was supposed to be part of the start of S.H.I.E.L.D. Howard Stark was supposed to be part of it.
Yeah.
And, Dum Dum Duggan.
Yeah.
He was going to be involved in this.
Well, he might end up being on the show.
I'd like that because they underused Duggan, and he was a big Marvel character for a long time.
My guess is because they put the character. They got Triplet in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he keeps talking about his grandfather. My guess is you'll see Gabe Jones show up more in the Agent Carter show.
Yeah.
Well,
I assumed wasn't there one? He was one of the Howling Commandos, wasn't
Yeah.
he? Yeah. I thought he was in the Captain America movie. I thought that's who they were talking about.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my assumption is he'll be used
I'm sure most of them, Howling Commandos, become Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm looking for I'd like to see that. You know, that's why I said. I'm not going to judge anything before I see it. I think... really worth
we've been sitting here for a half hour but yeah debating the merits of an Ant-Man movie okay
no that's not it I wouldn't mind seeing an Ant-Man movie but I feel like they're taking stuff away from the character is what I'm saying a little more than they need to be what's next
okay Two announcements for Arrow. Well, one's not really an announcement, but they showed Roy Harper in Arsenal's gear, which it looked very... It was a red version of Arrow.
switch your color scheme.
Right? Yeah. And the big bad in Season 3 is going to be Ra's al Ghul. Or Ra's, depending upon which version you... They're calling him Ra's al Ghul.
They had a guy, I heard, no, I just heard this, but maybe somebody can clarify that they've actually casted the character.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I forget, he's been in something, I don't remember what it was. They said it on there, I just don't remember, but...
I didn't even know they had cast him.
Yeah.
I just know that they had, you know, the guy standing there with the rings and the sword and...
I like Arrow, it seems like they're going to take it back to basics a little bit, because, well, his whole lair was destroyed.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to do something. But also he's lost a lot of allies that he had, and it's going to be taken back down to, like, at least four of them, I think.
Well, I saw the trailer.
But then again, it could jump back up, because I think What's-Her-Name is finally the, I guess it's Laurel, is going to become Black Canary at some point.
Most likely.
Yeah.
But it looked like, again, you know, it's a trailer and you just see snippets, but it looks like Felicity took a grenade to the chest or something. She was all bloody laying on a table.
That's awful.
I like her. I like her character.
Oh, the other thing, there's a rumor going around that Felicity is going to become Oracle. Because one of the episodes is actually named
I did hear
Oracle.
That, yeah.
And I said, now that might be something that crosses into the DC
see, and that's
in 52 because...
Yeah, because there is no Oracle.
Is there a Felicity in it?
I thought that they were bringing Felicity into...
They might, because they're obviously not doing anything like that with Batgirl, because she's already got a plan going on right now.
Well, and that's, I mean, it... I can't say, because I love the Arrow show, but it's more and more becoming Batman Jr.
It is.
You know, reusing his allies, reusing
he'll get a butler
his too. Enemies...
Is your name Alfred? No, Jarvis.
No, Jarvis.
You're not a robot, are you?
That's another Jarvis.
Not yet. Yeah, that's what I got for news.
That's the news, Colin.
That's the news.
And now back
and
to
back
you.
To
now
you,
back
Colin.
To regular programming, yes.
Colin, what's on your notes?
Donnie, what's
your
weather?
Diamonds and checkerboards?
What's the weather?
I would say there's about 100% chance of rain today.
Yeah, right now, yeah. My head is telling me that, too.
Put on your galoshes.
Okay.
Where's the rain? I don't see it yet, Donnie. Oh. You better be right.
Yeah, I was really hoping for a lot of big announcements, but it just seemed a lot. It was a lot of, I mean, a lot of movie announcements, a lot of TV announcements, but yeah, not a whole lot of comic announcements.
But I really didn't even think there was that many movie and TV announcements, because when you think about it, DC has to do something with their universe. Marvel has announced 15 movies that they haven't announced.
Well, at least
they've
claimed them.
Yeah, they've claimed them. You know, you would think some of that would have escaped.
I think I've learned that.
But what's the next big comic thing? I guess the New York
Axis.
Yeah, Axis. That's the big thing. It's been the big thing since Axis. The middle of Original Sin. That doesn't matter. It's Axis.
I'm not talking about Sixes. I'm talking about the next big convention or somewhere where they would make those types of announcements. Yeah.
Was I talking to you about that? Somebody was asking me about Original Sin and something, and I basically just responded back, all caps, Axis!
Yeah,
it doesn't matter anymore. Axis!
Actually, no. You didn't type anything. You screamed it at me from behind the counter.
Axis!
And he repeated Axis, like, 3 or 4 times.
That's his answer to everything.
That's all that matters.
And I understood Axis. Where he was coming from, because it's been like that for a long time.
8 months later, Axis!
Yeah. It's going to be the biggest thing since Inhuman. Or in humanity.
Yes, inhuman, yes.
But what I've learned with conventions is that San Diego does not mention anything but movie news. That's it.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because they used to always hold other news for that. And like you'd hear, you know, out of New York or whatever, another SummerCon, well, we don't want to talk, you know, I have a new book coming, but I can't talk about it yet. Or especially when I'd go to Philly. The Wizard World Philly, okay. And they would never. It would always be, there's a new Thor book coming, but I can't tell you who's doing it. Or so-and-so and so-and-so are working on this new book. It's going to blow your mind. And all the announcements would come out of San Diego. So now, that's why I'm watching, and there were really no announcements. Nah. So it was kind of like,
Now it's New York, and then sometimes you get it from C2E2, but very rarely do you get it from C2E2.
Well, Disney has the... Was a D23 every...
You get that. That's
biannually, because that's what I thought was, okay, well, maybe that's where they're going to announce everything, but that's not till next year.
Yeah. They will, though. If they have anything, they'll announce it there before they announce it anywhere else, because it's all Disney publicity that they want.
Yeah, no one's going to hate on Disney there.
Yeah. And then sometimes you get the news from Steel City Con. Pittsburgh Comic Con, right? No?
No.
Sometimes Lou Ferrigno might show up. Sometimes he might not. It all depends.
Well, we're going to find out what Penny Marshall's up to next week.
Yeah, as long as there's $6 million.
Oh, I can't believe I'm going to be out of town.
What are you talking about? Lando Calrissian's going to be there. Who's cooler than Lando Calrissian?
He's been there 5 times in the last 3 years.
2 years? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
No, maybe next. The 8th.
It's the
8th, 9th.
To give away.
Yeah, it's not this weekend, but next weekend.
They're still tying down Lou Ferrigno.
I was wanting to meet Lou Ferrigno, and he was not there.
He's never going to call him now.
Okay. We're waiting to see if he calls.
Just don't make him angry.
Scott Snyder, he called on the phone.
He was in San Diego. I saw a photo of him with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shows up the important conventions.
Yeah.
That's where Colin shows up to. I
wonder if he had to buy a ticket to get in.
Hulk will smash.
Yeah.
Ticket salesman. What's next? You're the leader of this podcast.
Okay.
Let's
last week's books. And what was last week?
Batman Day.
That's right. So why don't we start with Batman 33, the end of Zero Hour.
0 year?
0 year, the finale.
I'm literally reading it,
and I read it wrong.
I thought
it was very good.
A 0 hour.
Yes.
It wrapped up a little easy just with him beating the Riddler, but I liked all the stuff after that, and especially the stuff where the girl was there to see him.
Uh-huh.
That was brutal.
It reminded me so much, though, of The Dark Knight Rises with Alfred, and, you know, I always pictured, you know, I'm drinking the Fernie Brinker, and you got a wife and kids. I'm like,
but it was just like, oh.
He's spoken for.
Yes, he could be happy.
He's in love with the Batman.
But yeah, no, I thought the art was good. I thought everything was good. You had those moments where, like, oh crap, the bombers are coming. What am I going to do? You have the creation of the bat signal.
Yeah.
You know, just.
You thought Commissioner Gordon was going to explode?
Yes.
Getting bomb traps on him.
But I just thought everything was good.
It's the color for me. The color.
I love the stomp on the face.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
So did he solve the riddle, or did he, like, it planned out, like, he solved it, but he was wrong to the Riddler, but then he was like, no, I'm right, because it
yeah.
was...
Well, he didn't solve that exact riddle, but he solved the whole riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole thing, I mean, even when he electrocutes himself, and then Alfred's there to save him, because he's always there.
And I love his response, well, I don't even know how I did it, you're Batman.
Yeah, because you're Batman. That's how.
That's the answer to everything.
Yeah,
I like how they went back to that where he like hired a homeless man to be his butler. Remember that a few issues
yeah.
ago? They went back to that.
Right. Did they?
Yeah, and this
was
issue
that
they
Alfred?
Did because he said that in order to do the electrotherapy, he had to bring in a butler. He had to hire somebody to be a butler to sign the papers.
No, that was when
that was
he
was his guardian.
Oh, okay.
He says it in this
issue.
Okay, I might have missed that.
Yeah, he says that's how he, because he's explaining it too.
But that little speech about the only thing making him happy was being Batman.
Was being Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I thought that was
great. I'd be happy if I was Batman.
I'd be happy if I had his money.
It's all about the money with you, Don.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just...
If you had the money, you could be Batman, so it all works out. You want the money. Otherwise, if you didn't have the money, you know, a poor Batman, or what would that be like? You know?
Just a hockey mask.
Then,
I'm not the one wearing hockey pads.
Then you'd be Casey Jones. It's not
that.
You're
like that pinch
wild dog.
You were all about
that. Was,
yeah.
Okay. Not as good as the opening. No. Though, like one or two ago. Good lord.
Yeah. Sorry. Moving on. Saga, because Donnie loves Saga.
Or as you'd call it, Saga.
Saga. Which I thought was funny, because this cover would have been much more appropriate for last issue.
Yeah.
But it would have given too much away.
Isn't that the guy from, I'm Sexy and I Know It?
Oh, no.
With the boombox head?
Okay. I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't... Okay. I've never read that book. It's just kind of weird guy has a box on his head.
It's a TV for a head.
Come on. Okay.
There have been other characters.
The Royals have fancy monitors. He's just a janitor, so he's still got the dials.
Oh, okay.
Like Arnim Zola. He is a TV head.
Yeah.
There you go.
But still moving it along. I have a feeling it feels like it's getting a little bit long. It's like, is this getting anywhere? But it did have some, you know, she did not survive that. So.
I wouldn't assume.
Looks like they're going to break up pretty soon.
Yes. But it's been good. Ooh, that's not good.
She's developing drug problems, and he's finding a new girlfriend.
You shouldn't get a needle stuck in your eye.
No.
No.
Nah. That's bad.
So that was good. Batman Eternal. It's definitely moving into the more supernatural stuff. Last week and this week was a lot of Batwing and the Spectre.
Yeah.
For Deacon, taking on Deacon, somebody who I guess was from Batman Cult.
Yeah.
But he is trying to... Deacon Blackfire is trying to reincarnate himself. So that's been interesting.
Supposedly, he's a character that, like Bane, he came very close to breaking Batman. So that's
Deacon.
Why, yeah.
Right. Now, so it showed that a little bit in this week's book where it showed him trying to break him.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what happened in the cult. They just kind of
moved
up a little bit for
one
you.
One thing I found funny about this book is the cover is very similar to the next Scott Snyder Capullo book, Batman Endgame. It's almost like it's half of the cover because it's yellow with a bunch of black bats going across. It's a really cool cover.
And Icarus was a yellow cover, too. They've been using a lot of yellow covers with Batman.
I have to say, who's the artist on that? He was here, the guy that was
Manipal.
Yeah,
was it
Brian? Manipal? Well, yeah, Brian Buccello was writing it.
Buccello's writing it, right?
Yeah.
I
got to say, the art, his art is really nice. It's just my problem with his art. Sometimes it doesn't fit a Batman book because it's very bright. Where it fits,
it worked
Flash,
well in a Flash. Yeah,
it worked Flash very well. But for this, it's good. It's great art. It's just sometimes. I mean, maybe you could see it in Superman or something like that. Somewhere it's a little brighter of a character. All in all, I mean, it's a Detective Comics is a book that's kind of struggling. I think since its start, New 52, they originally had Tony Daniels on it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Daniels just could not hold that book. It was getting old real quick. What's funny is Tony Daniels was writing, I believe, Batman. right after Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Snyder was writing Detective Comics at the time. And they switched them. And one made it, and one didn't in the New 52. So, but it's a book that struggles, and I think right now it's been fairly decent of a book, of a Batman book. It's not the best. I think, and I remember a few years ago on the podcast, when New 52 came out, we were rating the Batman books, and we went through and said, you know, Batman is obviously number one. Batman and Robin is number two. I think it still kind of holds out there, but I think, the one that I was still before Detective was The Dark Knight. And it got canceled to make room for Eternal. And then the next one was Detective. So it's around the same rating. So it's not a great story. The better ones are Tomasi's Batman and Robin, and then Batman Eternal has just been a great book, a weekly book that I think this team really understands how to write a weekly book compared to the team that's doing Future's End. Mm. I think they just keep everybody going through each issue, and you can understand. Well, first, there's not a lot of characters in it, and there's a lot of characters in Future's End.
Yeah, it's like there's four or five different stories going on, and that's fine. You can tell a story that way, but at some point you got to bring it together.
And I don't think I'm really saying that. Like, I'm still reading Future's End, so I'm not saying that, like, oh, this book's awful, you know. It's not bad. It's just sometimes, like, it's hit or miss sometimes on issues that I'll read one issue and I'll be like, eh, it was okay. And then other issues I'll be like, you know, that was pretty good. That was decent. Like, the last, do you have that in your pile?
What?
The last issue?
Future's End.
Yeah.
The last issue, the panel, when they go 35 years back into the future.
Yeah.
And they introduce us to Joker. The whole book intrigued me. That's the whole thing about this book. Not necessarily the story. They're giving us a glimpse into the future. What's to come? What has happened that we haven't seen yet? Like the war of the Earth. But this one really intrigues me because in the last panel, being that this came out last week, I don't think we're spoiling it. They put the Joker into it. In the future. And what does he have? He has a face. It's attached to his skull. It's not a mask. Yeah, so I said, okay, they're obviously somewhere along the line, he comes back. He's going to have a face at some point. And then, you know, we're introduced to Batman again. And, like, the robots are great. I love how they're making these robots.
Yeah.
Two-Face is assimilated.
Uh-huh.
And he's still half a robot, half face. And it's just like, oh, he's still, you know, they have Lobo and... you know, other characters, but Batman is still alive, and they leave you wondering, they're going to do some sort of operation of some sort.
Yeah, they're merging Batman and the Joker.
That's what I'm taking as, but they kind of leave you to know what happens, I guess, in the next issue, hopefully, unless they do what they do. And that's my problem with this book.
I think
wait for so long, and then all of a sudden, because we finally got to the point where they were telling the Spectre story.
But
we got back to it, three issues later?
But I think part of the problem is that Eternal and Future's End came out at the same time. So it gives you that comparison piece.
Yeah.
Whereas if, you know, Eternal had been halfway through its run when Future's End came out, we may not have judged it as harshly.
Yeah.
It still has problems.
Yeah.
Not that every issue of Eternal has been great.
Yeah.
But overall,
you're right.
Overall, it's been a lot better.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. We haven't... that was it. Batman Eternal was that Spectre issue.
Yeah.
Never did we get back to that, you know? So it took a while to get back to that part. And
yeah.
But this book kind of jumps away for a longer time.
Yeah.
You know, like Constantine. Well, what's that all about, you know? How long has it been since we've seen Constantine? He just showed up and then he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of the problem with it.
So that's what we think about Future's End, too.
Batman and Robin is awesome.
Yes.
Robin Rises was great, and this one just continues right from it. Batman, he's going to get Robin.
Has everybody seen in this book what I said before where Batman does the t? He says t, like Damian used to?
No,
he did it in this book. somewhere along the line, one of the Justice League members says
it was
that,
probably when says, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I thought he would have done it.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I do like that. When's that going to be?
There you go.
When's that going to be a toy?
He says it a lot since Damien's died.
The Hellbat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love the creation of it. It was created by every member of the Justice League and just to protect Batman.
That was because he's the only human. Yeah.
And I like the scene where Superman came back to talk to him. He's like, you know, we probably could have worked something out if I was there. Mm-hmm. You know, and
I also love it when the Justice League goes up against the forces of Apocalypse. Like, I don't know. Those characters, I really like the characters from Apocalypse, you know.
Glorious Godfrey and Kalibak.
And, you know, just characters like that. I like the new gods, but I kind of like the ones from Apocalypse the best.
Uh-oh. What's Donnie doing?
Even Darkseid. Like, Darkseid's just kind of a neat character. And, you know, because he seems like a match for Superman. You know, there's so many characters that aren't a match for Superman. He's a match for Superman. Granny Goodness.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've seen Granny Goodness in this yet.
Mm-mm.
She was used a lot in, she was mentioned a lot in, Final Crisis.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was alive or something. I think she might have died in that. But that's what I'm excited for about this book. It's tying in a lot of that stuff from Apocalypse, and that's what we're going to be dealing with in the future of this, with New 52. Because New 52 is built, like, since the first issue of Justice League, they built, like, this foundation on what's going to happen with Darkseid returning.
Yeah.
And that was also something that was just announced, what, today? Mm-hmm. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what they're calling it. I feel like they're calling it Darkseid War. Yeah. And they're finally getting to what Geoff Johns has been telling the story at since the beginning of New 52, which is what's happening with Darkseid, what his plans are. And, you know, we've been hearing about in Earth 2, and I think Earth 2 has been playing it up so much that I just really want to see what's happening with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Earth 2, if you're not reading it, it's really worth reading.
Oh, way to give away the end of the book.
Oh, gee,
the
end, it's the
middle. Okay.
Middle of the book, right, John?
Well, not really. It's a page right before the last page.
Yeah.
Right in the book.
So, yeah.
Never mind.
What a liar. Anyways. Next book.
I don't know if any of you read this. I read this one. It was intriguing. Supreme, Blue Rose, Warren Ellis taking on Supreme, which was Rob Liefeld's kind of take on Superman. And you don't get Supreme in this book. You get it. It's bizarre. Just from the very beginning, it just kind of has this girl and, like, what's going on. And you can tell it's kind of like a dream world. There's this guy with, like, a bubble for a head and just talking about stuff. And then the very thing, it ends with this one guy going, you know, it's time for you to go home now. Whatever you do, don't trust Darius Dax. And, of course, then 3 pages later, she's going to meet Darius Dax. And he wants... And he wants her to do something. And it's just... It's really interesting. But the art is fascinating.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's really nice.
And that's really the only way I can describe it, is it's just totally different from anything I've seen before.
It looks like colored pencil or something.
I don't know what it is. And then you got this guy with this weird face. It's like it's a birth defect. His face is all scratched out. Just weird. But, yeah, like I
You've
said.
Seen that
but
before.
Just the art is really
looks like God
different.
Smudged your face.
Yeah.
Looks like the spin art
guy.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
It.
That's really...
yeah.
That's
but
really
it's really... It was really neat. I'm coming back mostly for the art, just to see where
well,
that's
Spider-Man's
going.
Spider-Man's cover here is pretty well like that.
Yeah, kind of like colored pencils. Okay, Spider-Man 4. Pat, I saw you had it on your list.
His attitude right there about that. He's just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I don't know. I'm so torn on Spider-Man because I love the character so much, but I'm just not feeling this run.
Okay. I have a different opinion.
Okay.
Kind of. I'm with you all the way till this issue. I like this issue.
I
feel like they're getting
well,
somewhere.
No, here's my problem. It showed in issue one that it bit her on the foot. Why on the cover do they have it biting her on the arm?
That's the other thing. They screwed that up completely, so I don't understand that. The issue itself, though... This is the story that they should have started out with on issue one. Instead, they wasted 3 issues telling a Black Cat story that nobody really cared that much about. You were wanting to have a big impact, like, because you just...
He's back!
Yeah, he's back, and your story is he goes out, the Black Cat...
And here's Inhuman 1!
Because he punched him
Don't worry, issue 3 will come out sometime in the next 8 months.
Yeah. We hope, because issue 7 is supposed to come out in 2.
With this issue, I like, because I'm... Maybe I'm, like, the minority here, but... I've really looking.
That goes without saying.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Spider-Verse. Mainly because I really liked Straczynski's run of Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man. And I liked his other story, The Other. And this kind of falls... The Spider-Verse falls out of that book.
I think Spider-Verse is just them riffing on multiversity.
Maybe, yes. They probably... Well, but could you really schedule something about when Multiversity was coming out?
That's why it's coming out so fast.
Yes. But I've always kind of... I like the story. It was... The Other was basically about... I might have already explained this on the podcast, so I won't explain it that much. But The Other was this guy named Moreland?
Yeah, Moreland.
I feel like I'm Moreland.
You feel like you're Moreland?
No, I feel like it's just the way I'm saying it sounds weird.
Okay.
This character basically absorbs, like, spiders' powers. Yeah. That's what he does.
He eats spiders?
There's a little more to it than that, but you'd have to read The Other, which I kind of recommend. It was a fun story. Basically, it was the first death of Spider-Man. And he was also reborn, all
maybe
in the same thing.
Stingers will come back.
Yeah, that is what it added. The book did add stingers. Spider-Man had stingers that came out of his wrists.
He was in a cocoon. Right?
He was in a cocoon, mm-hmm. Yeah. I always liked that part because he shed his skin, he went under a bridge, and then made a cocoon.
Right.
And then, like, a kid was out there, like, they were collecting bugs or something, and then they're walking away, and you see this huge spider cocoon, like, up on the bridge. And but it was a fun story, and it, you know, had a lot going on, and he was, like, exploring, like, his life a little bit. Like, he was kind of crossing off his bucket list, basically, because he knew he was going to die. Like, he was also experiencing problems already because of his spider powers, that they were killing him, and then he was also prophesized that he was going to be killed. It also goes into the character Ezekiel, who I think was created by Straczynski. I think he was made for that run. And he has spider powers as well, and they're all a part of this web, an actual web, mm-hmm. That if you're familiar with the character Madame Web, she talks about all the time. You know, there's something going on with this web and blah, 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 blah. But the whole thing about it is all these characters are connected to this web, and this bad guy is coming to get them all. And he's not only is he coming to one Earth, he's bouncing all over the place to other Earths, killing and absorbing the spider
power.
Yeah. And this is what this is getting into. This is kind of the start of it. And that's my problem with this is the first three issues have had nothing at all of an impact that it should have had as a number one issue. And then being that the number one came out, seemed like double size. They charged you a lot for it, and all they gave you was what, a Silver Surfer? Or no, it was Inhumanity.
Yeah,
Inhumanity. They gave it to you for extra money, which is a book that hardly mm-hmm. comes out.
No, just Inhuman.
Oh, was it Inhuman?
Yeah, it was Inhuman for them to give it to us.
Yes, and charge you as much as they did without giving you a double issue. And it had nothing to it until issue 4. I think 4 had a little more to the story, but as Pat was saying, this book has not went anywhere. And that's a problem, especially with Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is the book that they have to keep somewhere up. He's, you know, he's
the corporate spokesman.
I always see Spider-Man as being almost like Marvel's, Mickey besides Nets. The X-Men, Marvel's Batman book. Mm-hmm. You have to have Spider-Man sells for them. And if it's not, that's a problem, I think.
Did you read the 100th anniversary one?
No.
No.
And I won't, because that's ridiculous.
I knew it wasn't an ongoing, but I was like, okay, I bought it. This is number
it
one.
Is. It is. It is an ongoing.
Oh, it is?
No, it's the ongoing. It's what? How many years into the future?
25.
50.
So 50, well, 50 years from now, you'll be able to finish.
100th issue.
I'm sorry. But you won't be able to finish that story. Right, you'll be able to start that story 50 years from now.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a part 8, the one.
Yeah,
that
I opened it up, and it was like 8 of 8, and I'm like, did I miss something? Like,
yeah. It's 50 years from now.
Okay.
So put that on your... Colin, can you put that on his pull list?
Sure.
50 years from now. 50 years to get 8 issues.
Yeah, Colin will be in the rest home or dead by then. And or the insane asylum.
I know.
Well, I'm telling the truth. 50 years from now, you know,
you'll be
it's
pretty,
a long way. It's
yeah,
really
you'll be
stupid.
Pretty decrepit to still be running a comic book.
Will you have your son set that aside for him?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, he won't be running this story.
Sorry, Dad, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise
me. He's like, I don't want to read comic books. Jeez.
Just get it digitally. That's the way it's going anyway.
Just have it beamed into your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, everything's fed through virtual reality, Dad. Jeez. Don't you know comic
Oculus.
Books?
Oculus.
Everybody's using the Google glasses.
I use them while I'm driving. That seems all right to me.
Colin, you read everything that I read.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're really good at this.
Well, this morning I read that.
Is he still Doom?
Talk about Justice League.
No, that's just Superman.
Superman 33. I, you know what? Flipping through it, I didn't like it. And, hey, that's not fair to say. I didn't like it. But just flipping, I'm like, oh, you know, a lot of talking, nothing really going on.
Blah,
but sitting
blah,
down
blah,
and reading
Superman,
it,
blah, flying.
It was really good. The only thing I didn't like was this page right here, where you got JRJR doing his weird faces again, and the newspapers were floating in the air, like for these two panels. So, but other than that. Like, her face is just weird.
Yeah.
Maybe she thinks your face is
weird. Yeah, and his goatee looks weird. So, yeah, just that was the little things I noticed. But just the paper is just kind of floating above their heads. You know, granted that you see him throwing them here, they were just up there for quite a while. Yeah. Well, Bob, what do you think? Oh, yeah, the papers are still
Superman
floating over our head.
Superman was dealing with a gravity problem at the time. Yeah.
But other than that, no, I thought it was really good. And that's a great cover.
Yeah. Actually, all the covers have been really good, the last two. No, I think it's been a fun read since Geoff Johns has taken over. My problem with what it's not really a problem. DC needs to think like what they're going to do after Johns, because you can't just keep
Johns
throwing
gets hit
Johns,
by a bus tomorrow.
DC's going to tank like because all of the books that people are reading, their big books are written by him. But they need to think of what they need to do with. Like Geoff Johns. They're not Geoff Johns. What's the Superman book? Because right now they can temporarily save it and bring interest back into it. But unless they have. When Geoff Johns leaves it, they need to have somebody that's going to continually to keep that interest.
Well, what happened with Aquaman after he got off Aquaman?
It worked. Okay. And that's the thing.
Jeff Parker took over. It's doing well.
And then Green Lantern.
It slipped a little.
But as someone that reads all the.
And some other guys.
I mean,
then they had somebody leave it. Wasn't it Jordan?
No, Fialkoff left right away. He was supposed to be doing Core.
Okay.
Jordan's doing one of them.
It's New Guardians.
Yeah.
Which is the weakest of the Green Lantern books.
Yeah, but, you know, I think Greg Pak has done a decent job with action. But the thing is, he's doing also Batman Superman.
Yeah.
And you can't all of a sudden throw Greg Pak on Superman, or he's doing three Superman books.
Yeah. We learned that from Mr. Lobdell. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, you can't put Lobdell on anything. That's the truth.
Stop it. Stop talking about Scott. Though.
Frankly, I think that was also their biggest mistake. They put Lobdell on Superman, and any book that he has been on so far, well, it's their 90s people. Like, it's those people that they put on, that Liefeld.
Well, it's because Harris was their buddy. He was in charge of the X-Books in the 90s.
And they put... They put
or no, he was in charge of Marvel.
Well, let's just look at the books that, you know, he was on. He was on Teen Titans. Teen Titans, they've rebooted, put on a new. Hopefully, it'll pick up from them. But, like, that book just went into the ground. Like, and then Superman. I don't know what they were thinking, putting him on Superman, when Teen Titans wasn't doing well to begin with. And that's the book that, out of New 52, they were wanting to get back up there, because it's their guy. DC's guy is Superman. And... They just weren't doing it. I think every other of the main characters is doing pretty well. Wonder Woman under Azzarello, who is leaving it. And that's the other thing I read in comic book news. That, David Finch is taking over Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
his wife, yeah.
Yeah, and according to a lot of feminists were kind of upset because he decided that he wasn't wanting a feminist Wonder Woman.
So she's just going to be cooking and cleaning.
No, he's going to be doing that. But I think he doesn't want her to be overly feminist throughout the whole thing. And he has a plan with it. And again, we're not seeing what's happening yet, so we can't judge it just because we haven't seen what it is. But yeah, I thought that was kind of funny that he said this is what he's doing, and they're like, nope, it's already not going to work. You know, it's just like, okay, well. Wonder Woman's done good. Aquaman's done good since New 52. What? Green Lantern's doing okay. But Geoff Johns was doing a little better, but I think it was getting stale even with Geoff Johns.
Yeah.
I think they need to get something else going on besides
this Green Lantern
spectrum.
Also, yeah.
Because we've been talking about the emotional spectrum for, what, 10 years now? Mm-hmm. And it's getting a little dry, so they need to think of something else to do with these characters. But I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. But Superman is the character that they need to get up, and they need to think about what to do after Johns. Because, you know, Johns can carry this, hold the interest, but then you need to think of a serious person that you're going to have to bring in to hold this book. So
that's why we need to get Monkey Business to them so that we can write the next...
I think Detective Chimp needs to be in something. You know, he hasn't showed up in New 52. Maybe he'll be in the Captain Carrot universe in Multiversity. Who knows?
In Gleek? We haven't seen the Wonder Twins in Gleek.
Yeah, we've seen the Wonder Twins.
Where?
Justice League 3000. Those are Wonder
Twins.
Yeah,
but those aren't the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, it's but they only do so much, you know. Rocket Raccoon isn't a raccoon. Let's move on.
Well, I mean, the closest to form of water would have been like when he stabbed his sister.
Do you really want to see that, though? Do you really want to see, you know, which type of water she's going to turn into to say stop Darkseid?
He turns into water.
He's
turns
really
into
like a drizzle. Get out of here.
I can't swim.
Swim, I'm Darkseid. There's no water on Apocalypse. Only fire and brimstone. What book do you have next, Colin?
I'm done.
Pat.
Yes.
You're on the spot.
Oh, wow.
Read your list.
Okay. Deadpool 32, which was a continuation of the original Sin. Up to this, he finally meets his daughter.
I don't like this book. Move on.
Well, in that case, I'm going to sit here and talk about it all night long. No. I hate Deadpool in mixed in with original Sin. I like Deadpool just being crazy Deadpool. Detached from the rest of the universe. It's more fun that way. And it's been more serious in this run, which is also not as fun.
A serious Deadpool book?
Well, no, but it's not so goofy. It's more... It's gone less Harley Quinn and more... I don't even know how to explain it. But it's not as goofy as it once was. Letter 44, number 8. Which if anybody here is reading it,
you were reading that one.
I read the first couple, and then I just got off track.
Okay, well the chandelier at the end, spoiler, but the chandelier, which was the thing that the aliens were building, is finally come online. We don't know what it does yet, but they finally
hang in the dining room.
Oh, that's what they do.
It's a chandelier.
But the guy that's
aliens.
The guy that's the presence decided he wants to end the wars quickly, so he's using the technology that we developed to fight aliens to take care of the Taliban, and that seems to be working well, except for Congress is like, where did all this come from, and why haven't you told us?
Congress.
Yeah, stupid
Dude,
Congress.
I've only been in office a little while. Wasn't
yeah. Well, it seems like it did a bit of a time jump, and he's been in there for a little bit, six or seven.
Just suing the president.
Yeah, that's what happens. Red Lanterns 33. Red Lanterns is by far my favorite Green Lantern book right now. It's a war going on, and in this issue, a guy went and had a couple beers with John Stewart, and they were, you know, John was trying to tell him, you know,
dude,
yeah, we need to save you, and you know, rage doesn't do anything. So Guy has John get into a fight just to see rage does have a purpose. But it's just been really good. I don't know, I enjoy that book more than any of the other ones.
To be tying into the next.
Yeah, it is. Actually, well, all of them are. Even
Sinestro.
Yeah.
Geez, if Larfleeze was still out, it probably could have.
Yeah.
The covers on those books are amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, you were talking about that when we were doing previews. That the covers for the Green
covers
Lantern,
for the new
yeah,
gods
look really,
really
good.
Neat.
Yeah.
A lot of text to them and stuff like that. They did that a lot with books years ago.
He-Man, Masters of the Universe. It's an interesting book. And in this issue, she's not She-Ra yet, but She-Ra finds out that Prince Adam is also He-Man, because she didn't know that. And, you know, he saves her. But it looks like she's going to become She-Ra here in the next few issues. So it's been interesting. It's very different than what I expected when I first started reading it. But it's been pretty good.
He-Man's disguise is even worse than Clark Kent's.
Than Clark Kent's?
Prince
yeah.
Adam?
Yeah, he doesn't even bother putting on glasses. He's just like, yeah, I'm just changing clothes.
Yeah, all he does is puts on fur underwear.
Yeah, that's it. That's all he does.
We'll just take off this pink shirt and put on bearskin underwear.
He also has a tiger. Prince Adam has the tiger.
And it's a green and yellow tiger.
Yeah,
come on.
How many green and yellow tigers are there in Eternia, you know? Maybe a lot. I don't know. I've never been there.
Don't judge.
Yeah, I can't judge. I can't. One is cowardly. The other one isn't. Maybe that's his...
Yeah, that can't be the same tiger.
No, one's scared of everything. The other one is just plain scary. We're good.
And then Flash 33. And that one keeps jumping back. Flash keeps jumping back and forth in time. And I'm liking the future Flash, which presumably is Wally West, a lot more because he's a little more brutal, I guess.
Didn't Flash learn to not go through time because of Flashpoint?
He's not really going through time, but Barry Allen is losing time somehow. So, like, he was supposed to go... chase down Wally West before he committed a crime at 3 o'clock, and somehow he was late. Like, he lost minutes somehow, and the cops ended up getting there before he did.
So he slowed down?
No, it's almost like he's like losing time.
Huh.
Like he's
so he gets lost somewhere in
yeah,
the Speed Force.
Yeah, like he's just somehow, you know, disassociated with it. So it's been good. I'm still liking it.
I didn't like the Reverse Flash, the new Reverse Flash costume. I always liked the yellow-red because he was reverse.
Yeah.
Of the Flash. And now he's like, what, black and red or something?
Purplish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. Not a fan.
Not liking them.
Because I do like the character. I do. What was his real name?
Ebar Thorne.
Yeah.
It's Daniel West now.
Is that what it is
yeah.
in the book?
Yeah.
Weird. What can you do?
Donnie.
Can't do anything about it.
Pretty much everything I read. I don't read as much now, so pretty much everything I read was covered.
Well, you got to go read something, Donnie.
Yeah. Okay, Dave?
He's on.
You got a list?
Afterlife with Archie.
Yeah,
number
how was
six.
That?
Yes.
Excellent.
Is that the continuation of Archie 37?
No, see, it's funny. Everybody thinks that. Yes. So many people say, oh, now this that he's dead, he turned into a zombie. It's like, no.
I'll tell you what, that would get me to read the book.
Okay. Well, Afterlife has been very good.
This is kind of an interlude issue that show dealing with Sabrina, and she was banished to another dimension or somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't get to read this issue yet, but don't worry about it because I'll read it. But, like, she's banished because of what she did.
Yeah,
because
she... Yeah, because she...
Yeah.
She's the one that caused
brought Hot Dog back and kind of releases on the apocalypse.
To be helpful.
So her aunts banished her to this
be a hater.
Lovecraftian dimension, and at the end,
Cthulhu?
She marries Cthulhu.
Awesome.
And that last two-page spread is amazing.
Is it better than the wedding issue of Deadpool? Because nothing could be better than that.
I don't know. We'll have to line them up side by side or something, because...
It's been fun. Like, it's a fun book.
It is really fun, and I think they're going to get back to the zombies.
Yeah.
In the next issue, because I think the arc that started this issue is R.I.P. Betty R.I.P.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't bode well for Betty. So.
Yeah. Well, I funny thing about this book is that I that I like this zombie story better than any zombie story out right now. And Walking Dead is a book out right now, and this I just like. I just like the story.
There's a preview in the back for Sabrina's new series.
Yeah, because she's going to get it. That's right. She's going to get
a spin-off. She is, and I will have lots.
That was really good because
decided to get
kind of deals with her. I think it was like 6 pages or something, but it deals with her parents and her dad puts her mother in an insane asylum so they can raise Sabrina by herself. And
because I ordered the retailer. It's going to have my logo on the cover.
Her
running past the store.
Oh, you're doing that again. Mm-hmm. So that actually might sell a bunch of them.
I think so.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Yeah, will those be given away a couple of years from now, like Godzilla?
Hopefully not,
Donnie.
How many are you?
300.
Ah, that's not as much as you got.
Right. What was it, 500 Godzilla?
Yeah.
Did you finally get rid of the rest of those? No. You still have some?
Mm-hmm. Would you like one?
I have some.
Some?
I got a signed one.
I think I have an autographed one, too.
There you go. There you go. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
I didn't. Ruined my book.
Keep going.
X-Files Year Zero came out 2 weeks ago, I think.
That intrigues me.
It was really good. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
I didn't understand it because the story, like the first episode of the show is them finally meeting up and working with each other. Now, are they not working with each other in this?
Well, this is a flashback to the 1940s. It goes from the present. Modern Scully are investigating this case about shape-shifting panthers or something. And they get a tip from somebody named Mr. Zero. And then they flash back to the 40s. And the FBI is getting tips from the same Mr. Zero, which created the X-Files.
Was that your attempt of doing, like, their theme song?
No. It was Shock. Is what he was doing. He was going for it.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think I want to get those more in trades, because I started reading the season, what was it, 10?
Season 10, yeah.
Yeah. And what's funny is the previous seasons that aren't comic form are awful because of David Duchovny leaving the series.
Yeah, this is a lot better than... Yeah. I've enjoyed a lot more than some of the season 10 episode issues.
Yeah.
But they have the kind of like a Mulder and Scully in the 40s, but their names are Bing Ellison and Millie Ohio. But the art was kind
of
wonky, some little bit. Scully changed her faces a couple of times, it looked, but that's a minor complaint. That was really good. And I read Gru versus Conan.
Gru versus Conan?
Gru. Now, if Marvel still owns it, it would be a Groot.
I was going to say, Groot versus Conan?
Yeah, book about totally Gru?
Wasn't
there a Marvel Conan book? Remember, there were a bunch of Conan books back then. Wasn't there one about that character, Gru?
Yeah,
there was a Gru book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Gru the Wanderer. He's been on for Sergio.
But I don't think he's ever teamed up with Conan.
Yeah, so.
I'm not trying to kick you, I'm trying to straighten my legs.
So they kind of have like a merging of styles between the Sergio art and Tom Yeats does the Conan. There's just a little bit of Conan, and the townspeople are trying to get hire Conan
fight
to club. Kill Gru.
so it's like the Quick and the Dead, but not quite.
But it was funny. I thought it was really funny kind of fresh, even though the character's been around for 30 years at the same. Same stupid humor. what else? I read real fast. I read Trees last week.
Okay.
And I have no idea what's going on.
Okay,
in that book.
I read the first one.
I didn't understand this issue at all. So if anybody knows what's going on, please
please call in.
SOS.
Drop a line.
Scott Snyder. He's on the line. He probably did read that, Scott Snyder.
You good?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people are reading that book, though, that Trees.
Yeah, it's doing okay.
I wish Groot was in it.
Groot?
Yeah. Oh, that would have been awesome. Okay.
He is a tree.
So next week, now, I will not be here next week. I have another week at the beach. Yay. I know, my life is leisure.
Obviously, we're spending too much money here since he has all these times for extra
vacations. Exactly, yes. I'm only going to work like 10, 15 weeks this year, so. That's not true. But next week, it's there's a lot of stuff coming out. There's not a lot of stuff to highlight. But
there's a lot of stuff coming out. I mean,
Angry Birds 3, you know, Batman Eternal 18. I know you're shocked it's coming out.
What? It's almost like it's on a weekly schedule or something.
I know.
I'm shocked that Hawkeye came out.
But we got. And the next issue isn't next week.
It's next year.
But so we got Action Comics. We haven't had a Doomed crossover in a bit, so we get three next week just for fun. But we get the Action Comics. We get the Action Comics annual. And then I think there's a Superman Wonder Woman annual.
Both are, yeah.
Those
Action
are all Doomed.
Comics annual?
Yeah. Yes.
I love it.
Why would that not have
Doomed.
Been this week on the first week?
Because it slipped a week.
It's almost like your list is very negative about, like, Action Comics 3 annual, Doomed.
Doomed, yes.
Action Comics number 34, Doomed.
Next week, and I'm sad I'm missing this because I'm probably never going to see them now. But the selfie variants start next week.
Ah.
So. Also, another one, Captain Victory and the Galactic Rangers. I believe that's a Dynamite book, but that's an old Kirby book.
Mm.
So we'll see where that goes.
Everybody likes Kirby.
Everybody, yeah, absolutely. Grayson number 2.
Everybody likes him. He's not even cameo in movies. He's dead.
Imperial number 1 is a new Image number 1. Legendary Star-Lord number 2 is coming. Gosh, yeah. I wonder why. Moon Knight number 6, which is the end of the Ellis and Declan Shalvey run. Night World number 1 is another Image number 1. We get Original Sin 3.4 and 5.3. Mm. Yes.
That's not confusing at all.
Scorecards are available at the counter. Rocket Raccoon number 2 is next week. Hmm. Spread number 2. I don't know if we talked about number 1. Number 1 was good. It was interesting. Post-apocalypse. The idea is that they dug too deep and something has come from the center of the earth and is kind of...
Is this another Cthulhu book?
Almost. It's very similar to that. Speaking of that, Squidder number 2, which I guess sold out very quick.
Can't have enough Cthulhu.
No. Steven Universe number 1, which is like another...
That is a stupid show.
...kid book, but that's coming out. The Superman Wonder Woman annual. Terminal Hero is that has that Jay Lee with the guy's brain on the outside of his head or something.
Okay.
He had the cover. It was weird. On the cover of the Comic Shop News that one week, and everybody's kind of like, ooh, what's that?
That's crap.
And that's about it. I mean, like a normal week, if you ever look at the board, a typical week is about 140 to 150. Items, and next week is 174, just to give you an idea. So that's what I mean by when I say a lot of stuff is coming out. Just not a lot of
don't
ones.
You really plan these vacations when Dan's going to store?
Yeah, well, you know, no, I don't plan these at all.
You're
well, this
like,
one,
when are my worst days?
Yeah,
vacation.
Because but the thing is, I didn't know until today what was coming next week, so it's not like I can really plan these. So,
well, that's a podcast.
That's a podcast. Won't talk to you next week unless these guys show up to do it. So we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. And I'm sorry, but have fun. Bye.
Streets demand please. That's your chest, you're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes, keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the